I'm Nancy Martland, and I live in Sugar Hill, New Hampshire. I grew up in a small town north of Boston, which was a kind of a farming rural community and is now a suburb. I had never been to this area before, even though I'd lived here all my life. And we came over the hill, and I saw the town and the valley and the mountains, and I felt like I'd found something that I thought was gone forever. I just felt like this was something really special, a place that time had passed by and had retained that traditional character. My neighbor, who knows everything, who's the town librarian, came down the road and asked me if I'd heard about it, and I said no, and she told me, and we were standing looking at where it would go. Our town, it's a small mountain town. It has 7 miles of where this project would go. It would slice the town in half. It would put huge metal towers 800 feet apart all the way through the town. It would just destroy the harmony, the landscape, that inner serenity of what we have here. My first thought was, well, we just have to get organized and we have to let our representatives know that we don't want this to happen and it's not the right thing for us or New Hampshire, and, you know, we'll have success that way. And over time it became very clear that there were huge forces at work, corporate forces, money forces, power forces that were dwarfing us and were exerting tremendous pressure on that representative system that I thought would work for us. And I met Peter Martin, who told me about this other approach. And after getting over the shock of realizing that no one was going to do this for us, that was like a lifeline. It was something we could grab onto and actually stand up on our own and do something to defend ourselves. The town meeting voted to oppose the project unanimously. The select board took that very seriously, very seriously. They talk about it over and over again. Our town voted to oppose this. We have to do everything we can. So we asked them to appoint a committee, an action committee, to look at ways to oppose Northern Pass, which they did. And our committee did some research, and the rights-based ordinance came forward, and we settled on that as something we thought the town could do. There were a lot of questions at first, but we really worked hard to inform people, to educate people. We had little meetings, we had big meetings, we had printed material that we distributed, and most people's questions were answered. The select board supported it and placed it on the warrant, the town warrant themselves, which is different from having us do it by petition. That carried a lot of weight. There's a little bit of attitude in this town because of our history. Seceding from another town, we don't necessarily just lie down when something happens. And people were willing to take that risk. They were willing to stand up. We went to great lengths to make sure that every man, woman, child, cat, and dog in this town knew exactly what was going on. We were way down on the articles, down, I think we were 20 or something. So it was a long time of other articles with everyone in our little group just waiting for this moment. There was not a lot of introduction because everyone knew what was on the table pretty much. And then it was passed unanimously. And the meeting house was packed, by the way. There was standing room only. So it was a very high proportion of the town who was present for that. One of the things that I keep imagining is the spectacle of a foreign company, a huge foreign company, taking this little town in New Hampshire to court and saying, we have more right to decide what happens in your town than you do. I actually would kind of like to see that happen. I think it would lay it out in such stark terms, the contrast between huge corporations and actual people who have to live with what those corporations do. I wouldn't mind that fight.